Welcome to Put a Shrimp on It.
Airline Barbie doesn't have a movie yet, but here's the pilot.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
And we're back.
Welcome again to Put a Shrimp on It. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I would. My name is Jason. As a child, I used to watch Barbie movies, and that's why my parents think I'm gay. Who are you? Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah,
Why are you in my house? Get out! No, but seriously, introduce yourself.
I'm Mina, and I have seen every Barbie movie made since the year 2001.
Wow, that's a lot of movies. Were they good?
Mm. Not all of them, but that's why we're making this show. Put a Shrimp on It is going to be a monthly review show of every CGI Barbie movie made since the year 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with The Nutcracker.
Yeah.
And ending with Starlight Adventure. Unless a new one comes out. Oh, I forgot Video Game Heroes came out. I feel like such a scrub.
You also said,
the SH word. We're just going to bleep all of it.
No, we're just going to leave all of this in. And I mean, okay, so the other Barbie podcast that exists swears a lot.
Yeah?
And they were fine. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine then.
I tried not to listen to the first episode because I was like, it's going to spoil me for Nutcracker and I want to watch Nutcracker by myself and formulate my own opinions. But after we watch Nutcracker and do the episode, I am obviously going to listen to their podcast.
Mm.
Do you know they're both Australian? I thought that was very interesting.
Oh, that is interesting.
Which makes our pun very funny, doesn't it?
Mm.
It's like a tip of the hat.
Oh,
anyway,
God. What if they think we're making fun of them?
Oh, do you think... I mean, do they even exist?
Are they still human beings who are alive? I don't know, Jason.
I think they died in the snap.
We have to... Okay, we have to stop referencing Barbietopia.
Okay. Let's get back on track. Would you like to talk about some of the criteria we'll be using for rating these movies as good or bad or average?
I would, Jason. So the first criteria that we're taking a look at is the voice of Barbie, both the singing mm-hmm. voice and the speaking voice.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna go mm-hmm while you went through all the points.
Okay. So the idea is generally, you know, consistency of voice. And generally whether or not I like them.
And me as well, because I am also here. The second criteria is the best song. Which song in the movie is best? Obviously, some contenders are a no-brainer, like in The Princess of the Pauper. A Girl Like You is obviously the best song.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to make a pun referencing a really bad song from that movie and market that as the best song, but I couldn't think of any in that moment, so...
It's not because there aren't bad songs. It's just because whatever that, like, creepy, weirdly camp guy's, like,
yeah.
his
we'll
villain
get to
song...
Him. We'll get to him.
Our third criteria is best dress, because that's the important stuff in a Barbie movie, is mm-hmm. which dolls they can sell me.
Yes, and also who wore it best.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a RuPaul's Drag Race version of Barbie. Sorry, that was a random thought.
Trixie Mattel already exists, Jason. She's a drag queen on RuPaul.
Yeah, but is she allowed to use the legal...
Her name is Trixie Mattel, Jason.
Yeah, but is she allowed to do that, though?
I mean...
Legally? Like, isn't she going to get sued?
She hasn't yet.
Oh, boy. Well, let's hope that trend continues for us. The fourth criteria is the cuteness of the animal sidekick in the movie. Sometimes there are multiple sidekicks, and sometimes they are horrifying, and we're going to talk about them.
Yep. Sometimes there's more than one, and sometimes they're all terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Our fifth criteria is the diversity of the cast in each movie. Now, we are going to be pretty pale for those first couple.
The sixth criteria is the queer-coding of villains. How queer-coded are the villains? Usually, a lot. And sometimes that's a good thing, but usually it's a bad thing.
Usually it's a bad thing.
I say good thing because sometimes it's really funny to watch someone try and take over the world with the power of rainbows.
Big mood.
Do you want to say the next one?
Our next criteria is the potential for sapphic reading of the text. Because...
Lesbians?
Because lesbians.
Our eighth criteria is the accuracy to the original story that the movie is adapted from. If it has been adapted from a previous creative work, be it ballet or opera or fairy tale.
So generally with movies like The Nutcracker, we'll be going to the original text, but Starlight Adventure and Video Game Heroes obviously don't have much of a text to be based off of, except I guess we could talk about... Jason, have you seen Video Game Heroes?
No, I haven't. I stopped watching after Barbie Rapunzel and Fairytopia.
Jason, that was in like the very early 2000s.
Well, my parents were like, Jason, you should stop watching Barbie movies, and they shamed me out of them. What do you
Jason,
want from
they're
me?
They're on the internet.
Well, I never bothered watching them. I always wanted to, but I was like, I'll watch this dumb thing instead. I'm gonna watch them for this. Look, don't make fun of my Barbie virginity.
I guess at this point I am like a well-versed Barbie scholar, so there is that.
Oh my god, are you going to teach me the ways of the Barbie? By the way, did you notice that our name is a pun?
Jason, it ruins the fun if you explain the joke.
No. See, some of our listeners need to, like, see it's a pun because it's...
Are you saying the pun is too obscure, Jason? Gosh.
Our ninth
you
wound
me.
Our ninth criteria is the moral of the story. What moral can people watching the story extrapolate from its narrative?
This is both a moral applicable to, you know, the intended audience of children, but also what can adults watching these movies take away from them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a deeper philosophical level.
Mm-hmm.
Our 10th criteria is whether or not we would recommend it to you.
We would, probably, because they are Barbie movies, and we kind of love all of them.
That's the whole premise.
So every episode, we're going to start by saying we recommend this movie, and then the episode's going to end. And then in the credits, we're going to say, Voice of Barbie, good, best song, that one, best dress, cuteness of animal sidekick, And then we're just going to go down the list. And then after 5 minutes, no, it's not going to be 5 minutes. It's going to be like 10 days or 45 minutes if we can work with that.
Yeah, if we can spend that long talking about a Barbie movie.
Are you doubting my capabilities?
I'm doubting your capabilities to keep it within the time.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I think that's fair.
That about wraps it up, I think. See you on March.
Oh, is that it?
See you on March 1st. Yeah.
We should have had a closer.
We should have.
Like something Barbie related. Like, believe in the heart of the cards.
That's Hasbro.
For Barbie.
Does Hasbro own Mattel?
Oh my god, do they?
Aren't
Yu-Gi-Oh cards made by Konami?
Yeah, I was mostly referencing Magic the Gathering. But yeah, I think.
But Hasbro doesn't own Magic the Gathering. That's Wizards of the Coast.
Who the f*** do you think owns Wizards of the Coast?
Hasbro owns Wizards of the Coast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild to me.
Okay, no. Hasbro and Mattel are two separate entities. Who owns Wizards of the Coast? Oh, look at that. It's Hasbro.
Well, I can't see it because you don't have screen share on. But also, okay. You win, I guess. We're leaving all of this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, this has been our pilot. We've made many discoveries about Hasbro. It only took 13 minutes to record. It's going to be like 5 at the end.
Yep.
And we hope to see you on, was it March 1st that we're going to do the Nutcracker?
It is March 1st that we're going to do the Nutcracker.
Okay. We're going to see you on March 1st. Well, we're going to talk about the Nutcracker, and we will not make any innuendos. That's not true. Again, Mina, I will point out that the other podcast that we will not name is full of innuendos, full of winks and nods and giggles, and I feel like we're limiting ourselves by not doing that.
That's a you problem.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, see you on March 1st, I guess.
Yeah, see you on March 1st.
And hopefully we won't get sued.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Bye.
All right, this has been Put a Shrimp on It. The shrimp is Barbie. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair. Life is your creation. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.